Peace to the family, another beautiful day. Hopefully you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. I'm your host, God Wynn. And if you're trying to win in life and learn how to win, this is a great podcast for you. So much information that could put you in the position to win in life in general. So the first week, I started off with mental goals. Then last week, I put an episode about spiritual goals. Today I'm going to talk about running goals, my running goals for 2022. I want to be transparent. I want to explain to you why I picked these goals and how I can implement them in my daily interaction with life. First thing is, I'm a goal-oriented person. I believe goals provide you with a direction on where you want to go in life, where you desire to go in life. I think the goals are there for you to give you some type of direction. But not only that, when it comes to goals, you can set goals, and if you don't accomplish them, it's all right. You're not going to die. Your life is not over. A lot of times, us as people, we tend to be scared to set some goals, because if we don't attain them, that's it. Not at all. When you don't accomplish a goal, you just move on. Point blank period. It's all about tapping into your godly ability. This is why it's God Thoughts. You are God. So going to my running goals, for all my runners out there, because I have a market, an audience that's enjoy running. If you don't enjoy running, I think you should start implementing your daily routine when it comes to exercise. Running, is so many benefits to running. But anyway, so these are my running goals for 2022. And for the most part, most of them, I have been inconsistent with them. So the first goal is to run a minimum of 2.2 miles a day. That means no matter what, all this whole year, at least run 2.2 miles. I haven't been consistent with this at all. I twisted my knee before, or like a week ago. And Friday, I didn't run 2.2 miles. I ran like a mile, less than a mile. It's been a couple days this in the month of January that I did not run 2.2 miles. So I definitely got to get back on it. Got to be consistent with it. I think 2.2 miles is my base. Last year, my base was just 2 miles. Now I just add 0.22 on there to represent them twos. I ain't run 2.2 miles on 2.22. So I know on 2022, a lot of twos, I'm going to run 2.2 miles. The next one is twice a month, run a 7-minute mile pace. Now, I have been doing that, but I've been doing on treadmill. So, I need to implement that outside. I haven't been running outside as much. So, I'm definitely going to implement that in the month of February. Hit that 7-mile pace. That's a 7-mile pace is a nice little pace for me. I enjoy it. That's that pace that kind of pushed me a little bit. I have ran the five-ish mile and the 6-ish mile. And the 7 is real good for me. So definitely got to focus on that. 1,400 miles in a year. That goal only going to be accomplished to maybe towards the end. And I'm not starting off with heavy miles. I know my miles are going to pick up and everything like that. And just been dealing with things like life, marriage, health. So it's been a couple things that have been put in place that I haven't did my best to rearrange them and make time for it. But I know that my miles will increase. I will invest more time into running. So, the 1,400 miles is a goal that can be accomplished. I think when you create goals, it's always good to create a goal to give you some type of confidence, a goal that you can accomplish to a certain extent. All right, so we are going to get on to the next goal. And make sure that also you subscribe to my YouTube page, God Wynn. Peace to the family, another beautiful day. Hopefully you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. I'm your host, God Wynn. And if you're trying to win in life and learn how to win, this is a great podcast for you. So much information that could put you in the position to win in life in general. So the first week, I started off with mental goals. Then last week, I put an episode about spiritual goals. Today, I'm going to talk about running goals, my running goals for 2022. I want to be transparent. I want to explain to you why I picked these goals and how I can implement them in my daily interaction with life. First thing is, I'm a goal-oriented person. I believe goals provide you with a direction on where you want to go in life, where you desire to go in life. I think the goals are there for you to give you some type of direction. But not only that, when it comes to goals, you can set goals, and if you don't accomplish them, it's all right. You're not going to die. Your life is not over. A lot of times, us as people, we tend to be scared to set some goals, because if we don't attain them, that's it. Not at all. When you don't accomplish a goal, you just move on. Point blank period. It's all about tapping into your godly ability. This is why it's God Thoughts. You are God. So going to my running goals, for all my runners out there, because I have a market, an audience that enjoy running. If you don't enjoy running, I think you should start implementing your daily routine when it comes to exercise. Running is so many benefits to running. But anyway, so these are my running goals for 2022. And for the most part, most of them, I have been inconsistent with them. So the first goal is to run a minimum of 2.2 miles a day. That means no matter what, all this whole year, at least run 2.2 miles. I haven't been consistent with this at all. I twisted my knee a week ago. And Friday, I didn't run 2.2 miles. I ran like a mile, less than a mile. It's been a couple of days this in the month of January that I did not run 2.2 miles. So I definitely got to get back on it. Got to be consistent with it. I think 2.2 miles is my base. Last year, my base was just 2 miles. Now I just add 0.22 on there to represent them twos. I ain't run 2.2 miles on 2.22. So I know on 2022, a lot of twos, I'm going to run 2.2 miles. The next one is twice a month, run a 7-minute mile pace. Now, I have been doing that, but I've been doing on a treadmill. So, I need to implement that outside. I haven't been running outside as much. So, I'm definitely going to implement that in the month of February. Hit that 7-mile pace. That's a 7-mile pace is a nice little pace for me. I enjoy it. That's that pace that kind of pushed me a little bit. I have ran the five-ish mile and the 6-ish mile. And the 7 is real good for me. So definitely got to focus on that. 1,400 miles in a year. That goal only going to be accomplished to maybe towards the end. And I'm not starting off with heavy miles. I know my miles are going to pick up and everything like that. And just been dealing with things like life, marriage, health. So it's been a couple things that have been put in place that I haven't did my best to rearrange them and make time for it. But I know that my miles will increase. I will invest more time into running. So, the 1,400 miles is a goal that can be accomplished. I think when you create goals, it's always good to create a goal to give you some type of confidence, a goal that you can accomplish to a certain extent. All right, so we are going to get on to the next goal. And make sure that also you subscribe to my YouTube page, God Wynn. Because from my perspective, if you can control your breathing, you can really control a lot of yourself. How you respond to things. Minimize your reaction to situations, especially when it comes to people interaction. If you can control your breath, you can lower your heart rate down. So I think that's so important. I am a type of person that affirmations really work for me. If you're going through something that's not mentally stimulating you to be the best person that you could possibly be, I think you need to reflect and see what you can use to change that perspective, because it's all about being in a position to be the best person that you can possibly be. Not only that, taking advantage of the opportunities. So affirmations work for me. When I'm on my runs, like during my race, I said my affirmations, and not only that, I control my breathing. I took the time to be conscious of controlling my breathing and saying my affirmations. And it really helped out. It really helped me out. It helped me get through a lot during that race. But I'm going to give you a recap on that. So definitely check out. That's going to be the next week show. So you definitely check that out. But these are my goals. I recommend you a couple of things that you can do is get a sheet of paper, write down your running goals or your fitness goals, because they like interchangeable. Put it on the sheet of paper. You can put it on a sticky note. If you got nice handwriting, write small. Put it on a sticky note. Put it in your wallet or your purse. Put it somewhere where you can see and get reminded of your goals. I like to put my goals just about everywhere, just to remind me. I got my goals right here in front of me, in front of the computer where I'm recording at, just to remind me. So you want to do something to keep your mind on the goals. You can't just put a goal on paper and then put it away, because your brain is going to not forget that. You're going to have a hard time retrieving that information. So definitely check out some of them strategies, implement them in your daily life. I'm planting the seed to start your running goal, and understand that goals are meant to be achieved. But not only that, Sometimes you ain't going to achieve your goal, and that's all right. No worries at all. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all share this recording with 3 other people that's in the same space that you are in when it comes to exercising. I want you to focus on the people that's your exercising crew. If you don't have a exercising crew, it's up to you to go out there and get it. I'm working on finding some people that I can mesh well with exercising. I gotta have me some type of pack or, you know, environment that focus on exercising and love exercising like how I do. But thank you so much. I appreciate everything. And I shall see y'all back next episode.